Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. For years, our state has struggled to find ways to improve its overall performance among our K-12 public schools. Our next guest's organization has helped to create an e-learning website to further that effort, which won the 2019 Innovision Community Service Award. Catherine Schumacher is president and CEO of Public Education Partners, Greenville County, and she joins us now by phone from her office in Greenville, South Carolina. Catherine, welcome to the program.
Thanks so much, Mike. It's a pleasure to be here.
Congratulations on this award.
Thank you. Thank you. We're really excited. It's a wonderful testament to Public Education Partners' impact and our commitment to using data to strengthen the case for public education across the state.
Now, tell us a little bit more about your organization.
Public Education Partners was founded in 1985 by business and civic leaders here in Greenville County, and our mission is to lead the community in acting collectively to strengthen, support, and advance public education and student achievement in Greenville County schools. You may know that Greenville County Schools is the largest school district in the state. We have 77,000 students and 10,000 employees. We're also one of the largest districts in the entire country. So our role is to be a connector and leverage private investment in our public schools. So we identify needs in the district, we design new strategies to address those needs and opportunities, and then we secure funding from the private sector to test those strategies, and we bring them to scale. And we work with the district to see what works and what didn't, and then the district adopts the best ideas, and we move on to the next innovation.
Well, let's go ahead and talk about this particular innovation that won this award. Give us the genesis of this idea and how it works.
Yeah, so informedsc.org, the idea is to serve as a one-stop shop for folks who are advocates for public education so that they can access the data behind the stories. So we felt that data plus stories equaled impact, right? But sometimes public education data is fragmented. It's hard to understand. It's hard to find. So our idea was, what if we created a central aggregator for public education data? So our senior researcher, Craig Stein, this was his baby, and he worked with Rebecca Gunlickson from Acuitas Economics to develop and design the site, which launched in September of 2019. It's everything from salary information from teachers to funding on a per student level at districts to student testing, things like that. And you can look at a district level, you can look at a school level, you can even look at statewide data. So it's a really powerful tool for folks to access information and data that they might otherwise never have been able to find out about.
And of course, this virus crisis has significantly changed education. Has any of this affected your organization and its efforts, and in fact, this tool that you have developed?
Well, of course. I think if, you know, Public Education Partners has always said and has always known that our public schools are the center of our communities and our neighborhoods. And I think if there is one thing that we have seen in the last several months, it is that our schools are really the center of so much more than just learning. Students get food at school. They receive care at school-based health centers. Their families receive access to wraparound social services. They really are a hub for our communities. And so we're really interested in finding out what we learn from this time that can help us make a stronger case for why investment in public education is so critically important, not only here in Greenville County, but across the state and even across the country. We're really working to update our resources, to update the information that we're putting out into the community so that people understand how the COVID-19 crisis is impacting not just student learning, but the way that students are impacted through public education across the state.
And do you know of similar initiatives across the state, similar to yours, the website tool?
No, informedsc.org is really one of a kind, and it's one of the things we are most proud of at Public Education Partners. There aren't a lot of entities like PEP anywhere in the country. There are very few, even in the state of South Carolina.
Well, Catherine, once again, congratulations on this award, and thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure speaking with you.
Catherine Schumacher is president and CEO of Public Education Partners in Greenville County. She joined us by phone from her office in Greenville, South Carolina, and we will have a link to her organization posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.